So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female. And of beasts that are not clean, by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. But in this will we consent unto you, if ye will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. And unto Hamor and unto Shechem his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city. And every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. All that openeth the matrix is mine. And every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And if his offering be of the flocks, namely of the sheep or of the goats for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male without blemish. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. Or if his sin wherein he hath sinned come to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a male without blemish. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof, it shall be eaten in the holy place, it is most holy, who shall offer it before the Lord, and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that hath borne a male or a female. Ye shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the beeves, of the sheep, or of the goats. And thy estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old even unto 60 years old, even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be from 5 years old even unto 20 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old even unto 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female thy estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a male, then thy estimation shall be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families. Every male from 1 month old and upward shalt thou number them. Both male and female shall be put out, without the camp shall he put them, that they defile not their camps in the midst whereof I dwell. In the most holy place shalt thou eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy unto thee. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying with him, lest ye corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And when the Lord thy God hath delivered it into thine hands, thou shalt smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Azrael, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemaida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. And this is the thing that ye shall do. Ye shall utterly destroy every male, and every woman that hath lain by man. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins that had not known no man by lying with any male. And they brought them unto the camp to Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom, for 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom, that Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and but from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus.